Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. The Bible is an unusual book in how it shows the weaknesses and failures of so many of its important people. It tells us about the adultery and murder committed by Israel's greatest king. It tells us about Jesus' disciples who were just too sleepy to stay awake with their teacher. It tells us about the greatest missionary of all time who spent the earlier part of his life putting Christians to death. This isn't an accident. God included these stories in the Bible to teach us that His grace is enough for us. God doesn't need the help of the powerful or the strong or the smart. He isn't choosing a team based on who is the best because He doesn't need the best. God doesn't need our help or assistance, nor do we need to meet God halfway. His grace supplies more than anything we could ever contribute. Instead of trying to hide our weaknesses, God invites us to boast about our weaknesses. Rather than our weaknesses being something that holds us back, our frailty and feebleness give God's power a chance to shine through in powerful and amazing ways. Rather than being ashamed of our inabilities, God allows us to put them on full display so that His grace can better supply what we are lacking. What is your story? It is probably a story with plenty of weaknesses and failures. It is also a story of God's power being made perfect in those weaknesses and failures. Despite your inability to contribute, God has forgiven your sins. He is directing all things in this world for your benefit. He has given you an inheritance in heaven. Boast in your weakness. God's power is shown perfectly in it. God of all power and might, by my own will and abilities, I can do nothing. May I always find all of my worth, hope, and joy in your grace. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.